When my wife Gail and I decided to start a family, I knew nothing about raising children. I was, however, aware that they could be obstreperous, demanding, and stress-inducing. As the youngest of four boys, I had experienced a rather stressful childhood myself. I feared that by becoming a parent, I might be condemning myself to a life of anxiety, struggle, and regret. But more than anything, I was terrified of failing. I wanted my kids to be happy and successful. Despite my misgivings, we forged ahead and gave birth to three daughters. Working diligently to build my career as a wildlife filmmaker meant traveling extensively and spending a lot of time away from my family. At home, I wanted to be a capable, loving, and effective father, but the girls sometimes kept me at a distance. I recall one night when Gail and I put our daughters to bed and I tried to cuddle with each one. "Would you like to snuggle?" I asked my girls, all of them under 10 years of age, and each of them adorable, loving, and beautiful in her own way. "No," they answered, one by one, unknowingly inflicting wounds to my heart. They would only snuggle with their mom. It hurt to be left out. Full of self-doubt and worried that I was failing as a father, I wondered whether my own father had ever felt the same way. I suddenly had a new understanding of the difficulties he might have experienced as a parent. I wanted to be a better father, and I wondered if I was devoting sufficient time to parenting. For a month, I kept a log of everything I did during the day and how long it took me. I discovered a massive discrepancy between how I spent my time and what I claimed was important to me. I would glibly tell people that my family was my top priority, but when I analyzed my schedule, I found that I devoted 90% of my time to my job. I was a workaholic. I yearned to be a father who wasn't simply an awkward appendage to the nuclear group, but a pivotal and integrated member. The feelings of rejection roiling inside me prompted me to start thinking of innovative things I could do to play a more significant and meaningful role in my daughters' lives. I became a student of what makes an effective parent. I resolved to learn all I could about what it means to be a loving and capable father. I undertook a deliberate, self-imposed program of study, reading book after book on parenting. I also took every opportunity to talk to other fathers about what they did and didn't do, and what they found worked and didn't work. And of course, I observed other families, and drew my own conclusions about which fathering behaviors produced good results and which ones didn't. One of my first insights was that fathering was a skill I could learn, like cooking or playing golf, not something that just happened to a man when he had children. It wasn't a fixed, inborn talent, but rather something that could be taught, acquired, implemented, and constantly improved upon. Great parents are made, not born. Inspired by my studies of parenting and with Gail's support, I introduced new traditions to help build a strong family and set up our kids to succeed. One idea that I fell in love with was creating family rituals, constructive things we would do as a family that our children could rely on to happen so that they would grow up with a strong sense of rootedness, love, and trust. When children know that there are certain things they can count on, they feel more confident that they can excel in the world rather than be defeated by it. Our children knew that they could always come home for support, encouragement, and guidance. They knew they would be safe. Whatever madness was happening in the world, our children knew their family was a secure place of trust, sanity, and love. Unfortunately, not all of my attempts to create rituals worked out. I could never get my daughters to buy into the idea of a regular date with Dad, during which I would spend one-on-one time with a daughter during an evening doing anything she wanted. One successful idea I came up with was to write letters to my daughters every night when I was away traveling and making films. I invested a lot of time and effort in these letters and wrote hundreds of them over the years. I saw that my daughters really liked them and got a lot out of them. The letters were a way I could build a meaningful connection with my children.